So coming back into here, what do you want? Become a Tai Chi practitioner. If that is what you want, and then as a teacher, I ask, what is it for? Why do you want to become a Tai Chi practitioner? And then some of you may answer, health reason, balance, grace, strengthen, and so forth. And that is a good one. And then some of you may say, look, you know, I want spiritual awakening. So I notice this infinite Tai Chi have the input and so forth. So there's always two things, okay? What do you want and why? And only you know, because different periods of your time, of your life, you want different things. You want different things. As always ask, what is it for? So quite often I ask students, what is it for? So also ask students, what is it for? You join the course. Interesting, when I ask those students when they join the course, they usually say, I thought I'm going to learn Tai Chi. No, you learn about life. So Tai Chi is not slow movement. Tai Chi basically is a life itself. So it's very hard to describe one or two sentences about what Tai Chi is. So coming back fundamental, what do you want to do Tai Chi for? But you can see the complexity now of Tai Chi. Just it's about you. And you with yourself, your relationship with yourself, and you, relationship with the world, eventually with the universe, because it's life itself. Just explore your existence. You find life. But then the beauty is, okay, just a physical existence, the beauty is amazing. You know what? The heat and the warmth in the body make you feel alive. Even the breath. We drown in life. We all do. Survival, security, base center. The consciousness drown in it, not the body. I repeat, the consciousness. And also very much like heaviness. Heaviness. We all got it. On the daily existence, we all got it. This sluggishness, heaviness, not only the body, the mind, feelings, and so forth. We need activities and able to struggle. That is a struggling phase. You know, get up and do something and, you know, struggle in the mind and so forth. Eventually, hopefully, you achieve harmony. And that is the Tai Chi movement. There's a harmony. And if you can achieve it, that's a Tai Chi symbol, yin and yang balance. And you notice this ring represents the qi. It is not slow movement. The slow movement enables the mind and consciousness to focus so you can holding this power of the life force which is permeating all the separate parts of life. So thus, because the power of the universe is so powerful, the energy, so you bring the mind-body together, achieve harmony. Please, don't suffer in life. When I see somebody in love, I mean, it uplifts my heart. Never mind how long it's in love, okay? But it's always uplifting, because they always find there's a qi energy. When they're in love, their level of consciousness raising so high, everything balances itself. Especially the Tai Chi practitioner, because the harmony, bring this qi harmony when you are in love. The qi energy is starting to transform into beauty, into purity. It's not only the qi. So there's a quality of the qi as well. So the same movement, you know, when you're in love, if you have the capacity to hold the qi movement bring you harmony. And all this creating the love presence, the quality of love, it is energy. And every single cell in your body starts to transform into brightness. So when you get in touch with the qi life force, there's no concern about security and survival. There's no concern. Because your consciousness rises above it. You feel safe. Not many people feel safe down on earth. When we talk about the society mainstream, basically we talk about money. Some got it, some don't. Most people don't. Again, represent, I don't feel safe. I don't have enough surplus of life. Money is life. This is a life-saving art, Infinite Tai Chi course. You don't have to tell your student when you graduated what I say. But then when you perform Infinite Tai Chi and holding the Chi with them, they feel safe. Every time they move out of that and think about money, they don't feel safe. Interesting. Most people, as I already said, the first complaint, I met a lot of people, I haven't got enough money, including the millionaires. Of course, their figures are more zeros. I learned about the mice tricks. They just haven't got enough, a lot of zeros. One person down to 2 million in the bank. My God, okay, you know, I'm so poor, unbelievable. I only got 2 million left. They freak out. And then realize it's a psychology. Nothing to do with the money. Where's the psychology? Psychologies of your consciousness. The first complaint is, I haven't got enough money, I cannot afford this, I cannot afford that. I never say anything like this in my life. Your mind play tricks on you so much. Having said that, energy and the mind go hand in hand together. Raise the vibration. Keep yourself feel safe. Second, vitality. Second complaint depends on who's saying it. I haven't got enough time or I haven't got enough energy. Second complaint. Human race have a lot of unhealed issues. So in our course, always say grounding, grounding, grounding. All our stand is very strong, enable you to expand. There's a balanced approach. Explore human existence. You are deep. You're not only this person. So, you know, watch you, okay? You are more than this. This is a disguise. It is a mask. When you see human being, okay, only see their education, their personality, and their face, okay? You got to be kidding. Come on, they have everything inside. And energy do not tell lies as well as your feelings. Human minds always tell lies. So you can see that our courses always ask you to become strong first and build character. And then the other level, we ask you to do be kind, isn't it? How can you notice I do not ask you to be kind to start with. You have to be strong first, enable you to be kind. Kindness is a softness and gentleness. You cannot be gentle and kind if you're not powerful, if you're not strong. Because you become insecure. Insecure people and fear people, if they got energy, they very easily to go for defend attack mode. So you know it, I know it, humankind are dangerous. Do you know that, by the way? Most dangerous species on earth is not lions. Not tigers, human. We are the only species can kill each other in millions. No other species can do it. So that means, okay, not only the beauty within ourselves, we have darkness as well. We're very cruel, we can be. Human mind can be so deluded, you actually can force yourself to believe it, to justify your act. That is called delusion. You can see this, okay, all the Golden Sun series and everything is that empower yourself first and then gradually open. But then before you open up, we say, hold the Golden Sun. And that is your protection. When you're Golden Sun, you can then look into your own jealousy or sometimes it's called devastation or your own insecurity and fear. And then underneath the Golden Sun, it is felt. A lot of people do not know about this. They suppress their internal fear and darkness. So when I say explore the human experiences, you can see that there's a brightness and beauty and grace and love. At the same time, explore our human existence, you find darkness and shadow. You know it, I know it. Even we don't talk about it. Even husband and wife can hate each other. They're supposed to team up to make a beautiful world. But it is not like that. We have shadows as well. As I said, you know, its most dangerous species down on earth is not lion, not cobra. It's human being. Having said that, okay, I'm not talking about badness of the human race. But then it's rather, it's that naivete as well as the ignorance. Ignorance. The duality, it is true, that a light and darkness at work. So light means truth, sunshine, life. If you experience it, it's called love. Love energy, that's the reason why. That means you've got more life. If you haven't got all this life within your existence, so you become dark. Dark do not mean you're bad. Simply you do not know. But then understand about human nature. And already told you, okay, energy work and the mind go hand in hand together. Automatically, if you have more life force, automatically, you have the capacity to help the others. If you don't, you can't. If you weaken, you're a very kind person by your intention, but you cannot really help the others. Attitude, everything the same. So, recommendation, make yourself strong with the chi. And brighten up the chi with radiance. The person down on earth is okay and thriving and enriched. And then if you want more and enrich your life, my recommendation, in love. Not in love with somebody in love, because you may have to wait, you know, 10, 20 years and so forth. That is a human thing. But then we talk about the universal love energy. Quite often we talk about chi abundance and radiance. We don't talk about love energy. But love energy, that should be your goal. It's real. So love energy and make life so beautiful is real. And not only this, if you're holding the radiant chi level, the love energy will permeate. You'll become one of the most happier person down on earth.